Bitmine buys. Another 26,497 ETHE. Treasury hits 542 made ETHE. Bitmine Immersion bought another 26,497 ETHE and now holds 542 million ETHE. The company disclosed on June 1, 2026. CoinDesk and CoinGecko both reported the purchase, which is worth about $52 million at current prices and pushes the value of the holding to roughly $10.7 billion. The buy stands out because of when it happened. Ether was trading at $1,978 at the time of writing, down 2.1% on the day and 6.4% over the week. The company, chaired by Fundstrat co-founder Tom Lee, has built the largest corporate Ether position through repeated open market buys. This latest tranche follows the same pattern, adding to the stack rather than trimming it during a drawdown. A purchase timed against the market mood sentiment was not on Bitmine's side this week. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 32, squarely in fear, and the broader market was red across the board. Bitcoin sat at 71,852, down 2.7% over 24 hours. BNB dropped 5.7%, and SOL and XRP both fell around 3%, figures as of June 1, 2026. Ether's 6.4% weekly decline put it well under the $2,000 line that traders have watched closely in recent weeks. The timing is the story. A $52 million buy is small next to Bitmine's total position, but adding to a 5.42 million ETH treasury while prices fall is a clear directional statement. The company is treating the dip as an entry point, not a reason to pause. That posture lands on the same day a bearish counter-narrative was circulating. One widely shared "Why I Sold My ETH" thesis made the rounds, framing Ether's risk-reward as broken. Bitmine's filing is the opposite trade, executed with a balance sheet rather than a blog post. The mechanics of a corporate ETH treasury Bitmine's model echoes the Bitcoin treasury playbook that public companies have run for years, but applied to Ether. Instead of holding cash, the company holds ETH on its balance sheet and adds to it over time. At 542 million ETH, Bitmine controls a position equal to a meaningful slice of the circulating supply, and every open market buy pulls more Ether toward a long-term holder that has shown no intent to sell. For the ETH ecosystem, that matters on the supply side. Coins parked in a corporate treasury are coins not sitting on exchanges ready to be sold. When a single entity accumulates at this scale through a downturn, it tightens available float even as price weakens. That dynamic is part of why concentrated accumulation by named holders draws attention that routine whale shuffling does not. Holders who run their own ETH can also put it to work through staking and yield products rather than leaving it idle, though a treasury company's calculus differs from an individual's. Bitmine is buying for balance sheet exposure, not spending convenience. Accumulation against a weak tape. This is not the first time large ETH holders have leaned into weakness. Aggregate whale balances have been climbing for weeks, and Ether's open interest recently hit records even as spot price slid under $2,000. Bitmine's buy fits that wider pattern of accumulation, running ahead of price recovery, a setup that can precede a bottom, but offers no guarantee of one. This is not financial advice. The near-term risk is straightforward. If Ether keeps sliding, Bitmine's average cost rises, and its mark-to-market position deepens its unrealized loss. The company is betting that the supply it is locking up now pays off later. With fear and greed at 32 and the weekly chart still red, that bet is being placed into a market that has not yet agreed with it.